Listen to Mickey talk about his unusual travelling experience. Things really didn't go as planned.
Have you seen the movie about the guy who got stuck at the airport? Well, something like that happened to me and my wife, Joan, a few months ago. We had visited friends in New York, and we were ready to fly back home. It all started well, and we got on the airplane. But then, after 4 hours of waiting, we were still on the ground, and they told us to get off the plane. There was something wrong with the plane. We never got to know what. But the plane wasn't leaving that evening for sure. It was a challenge to find the right staff to let us know what to do next. It certainly was a challenge for them to find us a new flight back home. They gave us tickets for the next day, so we spent the evening walking around the airport and exploring the expensive shops there. Believe me, we walked from one side of the airport to the other at least 6 times. And it's not the smallest airport in the world. The next day, after a not-so-good night's sleep in the airport seats, we found out that our flight back home wouldn't be that day, but the next. The staff explained how hard it is to get new tickets for 300 people successfully in one day. Yes, 300. That's how many people couldn't get home because of the broken-down airplane. I've always been interested in airplanes, so I spent a lot of time just taking it easy and watching the planes, but Joan was getting grumpy. Luckily, she likes reading, so she spent a lot of money on magazines, comics, and books. We also found computers and surfed the internet for a couple of hours. There were funny statues at the airport. We spent some time looking and laughing at the statues. In fact, they were probably famous works of art. In the evening, we decided to sleep in turns, but both of us ended up falling asleep at the same time. My wife thought it was a bit dangerous, but nothing had been stolen. The adventure started to feel like an extreme journey, and we still had 12 hours to wait. The staff told us that we would get back home that day, but we were puzzled about what to do. Then we found out that they had a competition in one of the stores. It was a writing competition. To take part in the competition, we had to fill in an application form and write a story about travelling. The prize was a trip to New York. Well, we had lots of time to fill in the application and write our story. We were sure that ours would be the best, and we would win first prize. And can you believe it? About a month after we had returned back home, somebody called us and told us that we were the winners. We had forgotten about the whole competition, and we couldn't believe that we had actually won the competition. Our prize trip will take place next summer, and we're more than happy to go back to New York. I hope that this time we'll get back home without any trouble at the airport. Oh, and can you guess what our story was about? About our 2 nights at the airport, of course.